Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Nida Daf Mem Aleph, Nida 41b. Pagination is 82. Starting on Amud Beis, midway on the page, there's a two dots in the middle of the line, and then we begin referencing the Mishnah, Kol Anasha Mitamim Beves Achitzon. Women become Tamei when the blood enters the outer room of the body, meaning the birth canal, as opposed to, in the case of a man, it has to actually leave the body. So it just enters the outer room, and she becomes a nida. Asks the Gemara, Hai niyu beis hachitzo. What is the definition of the outer room? Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Kol shatinokos yosheves v'nireis. The part of the body that a young girl sits and it becomes visible. Says Rashi, niftach rachma ketzas. The rechem opens a little bit. Now, we typically translate the word rechem to mean womb, and clearly this is not the womb, because the young girl is sitting, you're not going to be able to see the womb. Niftach rachma ketzas, it's opening a little bit. He's talking about the surface area of the skin and the fact that the birth canal area becomes open a little bit, becomes slightly visible in a child, and that gives us our orientation as to where the blood would have to reach in order for tumah to occur, according to Reish Lakish. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, Oso makom, that place, galihu etzel sheretz, that's considered exterior of the body. That's considered in the laws of Tome and Taira, that if something Tome would touch that part of the body, it would be considered Tome. There's a law that if it would touch the internal part of the body, that's not considered contact. It has to touch the skin, the exterior. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying, that part that Reish Lakish is describing is so exterior that it's considered exterior in the context of tumah. So then that part of the anatomy doesn't make sense that that's what the Mishnah is describing as beis hachitzon bivisara. It's still in her body and she's already tameh from that blood. If that location in anatomy is considered exterior. Ela Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ad bein hashinayim, the area between the teeth." And this is a discussion in the commentaries, but certainly Rabbi Yochanan is saying far more internal is already considered a nida. It doesn't have to come to the beis hachitzon, to the very close to the outside area that only is visible when the young girl is in the sitting position. Now, defining this, the halachic status of the anatomy going in on that location or coming out on that location with the blood coming from the uterus is certainly a delicate and important topic. We'll jump to another area of halacha, which could be quite relevant and certainly very discreet. We have a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Tzadi Beis, Sif Dalid, Chosan Shepirsa Kaloso Nida. A chasan whose kala became a nida, kodem sheba aleha, before he had a chance to be intimate with her. And the problem over here is that normally, yichud between husband and wife is totally permitted. We had a bia, an act of intimacy, and there will be opportunity when she becomes tar and goes to mikvah, and therefore we understand yichud as totally permitted because there's self-control and it's fine. Halacha recognizes that the chasan is particularly hyped, if you will, regarding the kala, and if he has not yet been with her, then there's a particular risk factor here, and if she became a nida before he was able to be with her, they're not allowed to have yichud, and this is the case of chupas nida, kala nida. How we solve that with an open door, with an escort, but they can't have true yichud, them alone locking the door. The question, which is not uncommon, is that the chasan and kala have managed to be intimate on some level, but were not able to finish up to the point that they could definitively say that it was a full-fledged, definitive act of intimacy. And we're left with the information that there was contact between them, but not a whole lot more. At what point is the contact sufficient to take that unique drive awake from our concerns about the chasan and enable them to have yichud with each other? Now, one of the considerations here to be aware of is famous Gemara in Kiddushin, that we do not require in all acts of intimacy, ejaculation is not the factor. A person, Rahman al-Atslan, with an erva, with a woman who's forbidden to him, entry on some level is already the prohibition. It has nothing to do what he does with the entry. Entry is going to be the prohibition. And over here also, there's reason to believe that if there was definitive contact, meaning entry of some sort, that that would be enough to remove the concern, the stigma of relationship here that we're so concerned about, that they're not yet husband and wife totally, and you can't have yichud. How much entry? And this statement of Reish Lakish is a starting point. The external skin, touching the leg, even the upper leg, making contact over there, is not going to do it. That's not going to remove and cause the nachas that the chasan is expecting. That's not going to do it. But once there is entry, to oversimplify this, the birth canal is like the mouth. It has an internal part that's soft and lubricated like the mouth with saliva. So once you enter that point, not just the flap of the upper leg, but once it opens and there's entry made, that would be considered the first point of our question. Is that enough to cause the yishuv hadas that the husband feels, we're already together. We already were together. And that's this expression, tinokos yosheves venires, based on the position of the young girl that was described. Circling back to the laws of nida, Rabbi Yochanan says, bivasara, much earlier than that, still internal of the body, quite more than that description of Reish Lakish, would already be considered a nida. I'd like to squeeze in one more thought. Three lines from the bottom, we've been discussing the concept that the semen in the woman's body could last for 3 days. Previous two sessions, I believe it came up. Amar Rava, Rava says, Mishameshes, a woman who was with her husband, Kol Shlosha Yomim, for 3 days, Asura Lecho B'Terumah. She's not going to be able to eat teruma. She Efshalo Shalotiflot. It's impossible that she's not emitting some of that. And since it's still viable, it has the status of Shechva Zera, and it's going to leave her tummy to the point that she has to go to mikvah. Not 7 clean days and then mikvah, but a basic mikvah similar to keri, to emitting Shechva Zera. So that's another application of this 3-day concept, which further restricts the use of teruma in such a situation. Yashay Koach, thank you for joining.